Dante Mobile.
PA Mobile, good afternoon.
Or Golf Papa Alpha GPA. W4DJW. Hail's Dave here.
I'm Jimmy.
Hey Jimmy, I'm doing good. I'm going fishing. What you doing?
Nothing to do. I just got finished doing some helping a friend of mine out with some electrical problems they were having at their house and got done with that. Turned out to be a lot easier than I thought it was going to, so that was good.
That's always good. Now I'm going fishing at Long John Silver's. Almost guaranteed to catch some fish.
In high school, you might catch more than fish.
High school, too. That was one of my many, many jobs while I was going through high school. Frying fish and clams and oysters and those little corn balls. I forgot what they call those things. Anyway, many, many hours at Long John Silver's working.
Yeah, I did too. I actually enjoyed that. I won't say I didn't gain 400 pounds, but every time I drop a load of shrimp in there, I'd throw a handful in there for myself and eat them while I was cooking.
I did get a lot of blisters on my arms though from throwing stuff in those vats and it popping out and getting a blister on your arm. I flipped burgers at McDonald's and washed dishes at Long John Silver's. All of those places were all together over on White Hampton near the what used to be Kmart. I don't know what it is now. It was a big K last time I looked. W4DJW.
Called in there. I remember one time I had oil splashed up right in my face. But the whole left side of my face was blistered up red. Luckily, I don't know how they get scarred from it.
And cleaning them out, that was a pain, especially when they were hot. But then putting that new oil in it, it was white before you put it in there, and it was black when it came out. That was always a task, too. Had to do that cleanup every once in a while.
Yeah, too.
Days, huh? When life wasn't near as serious as it set in after high school passed.
More simpler when you're living at the house and all you got to do is just buy what you want.
Worried about being able to buy that next tire after you spun all the rubber off that existing tire. And whether you could make the insurance payment by the next time it came up. But not whether or not you were going to be hungry or not.
Yeah, I was out of the house by the time I was 18 and had to figure all that out on my own. Didn't really get taught how to do all that when I was growing up and had to figure it all out once I got grown up.
W4DJW. I did all that when I was 19. That's when I left the house and got a place of my own and decided that I'd go to work for Michelin. And my buddy's dad asked me, he says, well, is that where you're going to be your permanent place where you're going to work forever? And I said, oh, no, that's not going to be it. And he said, well, you know, someplace has to be. So it wound up being 18 years of my life. But that turned out pretty good.
It's cool. Okay, well, I went in the Army when I first moved out, and that didn't work out. I was only there about 18 months in the Army and then got out and went bouncing around a little for about a year and started doing electrical work and did that for, I don't know, probably about 10 years, I guess, settled and hated every day of it. Finally got into machining and been doing that since 2012 anyway. Wasted the first 20 years, but now I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Before I left Michelin, that's one of the things I went through doing was CNC machining, and that was a lot of fun. I learned a lot from that. I looked forward to going to work when I was doing CNC machining, electro-discharge machining, and 5-axis milling machines, 6-axis milling machines. That was a whole lot of fun. But then lost focus on machining and got into programming those machines, and that was even more fun.
Programming or anything other than having my engineer who does most of my programming end up having to, had to go through and fix about half the stuff that he had screwed up just to keep my machine from crashing. But I learned a little bit by doing that. But most of the stuff is got a lot of macros in there. It's kind of hard to figure out.
Same deal. When I was doing a whole bunch of macros that you could call to do canned routines, and that, you know, looking at that, the G codes, the N codes and M codes and G codes. That's what got me interested in that. So I went back to school to learn it, and that turned out to be a pretty good deal. That's a lot of numbers going by on the screen while those machines are moving the parts around.
It can get confusing, especially at first. When I first started doing it and watching it run, it's like, there's no way I can keep up with all that. And now you see stuff coming before it's there, and you're watching the screen, I can spot a mistake before it gets there.
That's when you get really good, when you can spot it. You can say, hey, wait a minute, that's not what that should be doing, and stop it and then get it corrected before it damages the part. Anyway, I'm getting ready to go through Long John's drive-in. If I show up missing, you'll know why. I'll be placing an order before DJW.
Okay, yeah, I'm about here at the house, too. I'm going to be hopping off here. It's good to talk to you. I've talked to you a time too before. But I'll talk with you later. KO4 GPA, clear.
Okay, good talking to you. KO4 GPA, W4DJW, mobile.